Daniel chapter 3. Overall topics are the successive vastation of the church, a last judgment by the Lord, and a new church in place of the former. A summary of the internal sense from prophets and psalms. Babylon was minded to depart from the worship of the Lord to the worship of another god, which is the statue of gold set up by Nebuchadnezzar. All such agreed together, threatening all that they would otherwise be cast into hell. Those rulers who worshipped the Lord did not obey. They were therefore excommunicated and condemned to hell by Babylon, together with all things of the Lord's church. But still, no harm came to them, and it was clearly seen that they were protected by the Lord. Babylon was compelled by this to acknowledge and worship the Lord. And now a summary of the internal sense again for verses 1 and 2. Babylon was minded to depart from the worship of the Lord to the worship of another god, which is the statue of gold set up by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the dukes, the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all with dominion in the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. A summary of the internal sense for verses 3 through 7. All such agreed together, threatening all that they would otherwise be cast into hell. Then the princes, the dukes, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all with dominion in the provinces, were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald called with force, "To you it is said, O people, nations, and tongues, at the time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all peoples, nations, and tongues fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Those rulers who worshipped the Lord did not obey. Therefore at that time men of the Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They answered and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live to ages. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man who shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship should be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. There are men of the Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They do not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." A summary of the internal sense for verses 13 through 21. They were therefore excommunicated and condemned to hell by Babylon, together with all things of the Lord's church. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, said to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it intentional, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, so that at the time you hear the voice of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that God who shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we will not answer thee hurriedly in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the image of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He answered and said that they should heat the furnace 1,000 times more than it was seen to be filled. And to the mighty men of the force who were in his forces, he said to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their tunics, and their hats, and their other clothing, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Summary of the internal sense for verses 22 to 25, but still no harm came to them, and it was clearly seen that they were protected by the Lord. Therefore, because the king's word was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those mighty men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up vexed. He answered and said to his chancellors, "Did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire bound?" They answered and said to the king, "It is certain, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God." Summary of the internal sense for verses 26 through 30, and the beginning of chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. Babylon was compelled by this to acknowledge and worship the Lord. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the gate of the burning fiery furnace. He answered and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, dukes, and governors, and the king's chancellors, being gathered together, saw these men, on whose bodies the fire was not able to have dominion. Not a hair of their head was singed, neither were their coats changed, nor had the smell of fire passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have changed the king's word and given their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. And from me a decree is set that every people, nation, and tongue who say any fault against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be made into pieces, and their houses shall be made like a dunghill, all because there is no other God who is able to rescue as this one. Then the king made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. Daniel 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all peoples, nations, and tongues who dwell in all the earth, your peace is multiplied. It seemed good before me to show the signs and amazing things that the high God has done toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his amazing things. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. In Hebrew, chapter 3 ends here.